Utah drinking water officials are asking schools around the state to test for lead. The request follows spot checks that turned up elevated levels in a few schools. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The nation's schools aren't required to test for toxic lead, but the Obama administration urged districts to check anyhow. That prompted the Utah Division of Drinking Water to sample water in around 190 schools earlier this year. 10 samples revealed lead above EPA safety levels, 15 micrograms per liter of water, below the steady levels that caused an emergency in Flint, Michigan.
We're not looking at a system-wide failure like they've had out in Flint.
Marie Owens leads the Utah Division of Drinking Water. She says the results aren't cause for alarm because Utah school children would be ingesting too little water to be dangerous. But she also wants a deeper look.
The at-risk population for lead are children. And so we need to just look at what's going on in the schools so that we know.
Many of the higher readings so far came from the Granite School District in the Salt Lake Valley. Ben Horsley is Granite's spokesman. He says many of the district's 92 buildings are old with lead pipes. Horsley says flushing them often solves the problem.
That actually has been completed at this point in time, and school does start next Monday. So we feel confident that we've addressed the testing and the issues that have been brought forward with this testing.
Drinking water officials say assessing samples from 900 school buildings statewide will continue into fall. Judy Faze, KUER News.